This tutorial will show you how to use the GIMP layer mask. So we've got a coffee cup here, and what we're going to do is put a small animal toy into the image and make it look like it's sort of coming out of the coffee cup. Okay, so the small animal toy is this one here, so I'm just going to right click on it and copy it, and then I'm going to just edit, paste this new layer. And here it is here. As you can see, it's quite a bit bigger. Using the move tool, I can move it around. It's quite a bit bigger than the coffee cup. What I'm going to do is actually increase the size of the canvas because I need it to be bigger, particularly above the coffee cup. So I go to image, canvas size. Now it's the height I want to increase, so I'm going to unlock the linkage between the width and the height. Otherwise, when I change the height, the width will change as well, keep in proportion. And I am going to change that to 280 and click in the width box, and as you can see, it's going to put the extra bit of canvas down at the bottom. I actually want it at the top, so I'm just going to move the coffee cup down so the spare bit is at the top and go OK on that one. I'll resize. Right, now I actually need to fill in the I can't just get the paint pot and click in here and fill in that transparent area. I have to put in a new layer. So I'll pop in a new layer, new transparent layer, get the paint pot. I've got my foreground color set to white, and make sure my new layer is selected and click on it. Now I can move it down by dragging right to the bottom. Okay, so there it is. I can actually merge that layer with the coffee cup layer. So I'm going to click on the coffee cup, right click on it, and go merge down. Right, and just show the rabbit again. Whoops. What I need to do with the rabbit is actually cut away its the white background around it. Okay, so I need to select that and then delete it. Now, a good selection tool for selecting large bodies of colors is the actual fuzzy select tool. You can alter how, down here in the options, you can alter how severe it is. If I change it to zero, the color I actually click on, it will only, it basically it's like chucking a stone into a pond, and it will select that color that you click on, and then it will spread out from there like ripples on a pond until it hits some sort of boundary, and it will select all those other colors up to that boundary. So if I set it on zero, it's very, very fussy about the colors that it will select. If you actually increase the threshold, you can make it really, really unfussy. Okay, so for instance, if I increase it a lot, I click on there, it's actually selecting right into the toy now. Just take that selection off, and the default setting was 15, so I'll leave it at that. Let's click away to make it active. Okay, feel the edges. Yep, that's so not so severe selection. Just click on the white now. That's pretty good. What you have to look for is that it's not actually creeping into the lighter color areas, or the colored areas as similar to the area you actually want to delete that you've clicked on. So that looks pretty good. And now I just press the delete key on, I could go edit, cut. That just gets rid of that. Now I can get rid of the selection. Select none. Okay, it's a bit fuzzy actually, so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to step back in time. I'm going to uncheck feather and try again. Okay, and edit. Cut. That's better. I've got a better edge now. Select none. Okay, now the toy is too big, so what I'm going to do is just use the transform or scale tool over here. click on the toy layer, and then holding down the shift key, which keeps, control key, which keeps it in proportion as I resize it. So it's probably big enough. Press enter, and there we go. Okay, I'm just going to move the toy down to the coffee cup. Now, as you can see, basically we have to get rid of the bottom half of the toy, or we could do that by just getting the eraser and erasing it, just like that. But another way you can do it is actually use something called a layer mask. So I come up to the over to the toy layer in the layers palette, I right click and choose add layer mask. Okay, you got a choice of black or white. White is full opacity. That means that you won't notice any difference here. The toy will still show, its legs will still show, etc. So let's just add that in. So we've got white color here. This is your mask. And what you do is you get the paintbrush and you paint in the opposite color to the mask. So the mask here, the little square, is white. So I flip my foreground colors. I get my paintbrush. I've got a fuzzy brush, though I could use a straight edge brush, a sharp brush. I'm just going to zoom up, and making sure this is a really important part, that you click on the mask itself. If you click on the image over here in the layers thumbnail, you're going to actually end up painting on the toy. So I'm going to paint on the mask, and I'm painting on it in black. Okay, so as you can see, it's just basically, as I paint on it in black, it shows up on the mask. Actually, I'm going to, my opacity has been lowered, so I'm going to bring that up to 100%. And as you can see, whoops, got a bit of the, I didn't delete all of the white from the rabbit before, so we can just whip around the edges, clean that up. And just working on the rabbit, I can tidy it up and get rid of it. Now, if I make a mistake, what I can do is I can just reverse the colors over here in the color palette and paint in white. And painting in white brings it back. So it's a really useful tool. Okay, I'll flip back to black. Okay, perhaps I need a hard edge brush for this bit around by the coffee cup. Okay, and that makes the rabbit appear that it's coming out of the cup. Now, the good thing about using a mask is that you can just see a bit of white I need to clobber down here somewhere. That's better. I could just see it over here on the mask. Okay, the good thing about a mask is that I'm actually not destroying the toy image, its feet, and that I can actually take that mask off. I right click and go delete or disable layer mask. The toy, its feet come back. Okay, I'll just put it back on, uncheck disable, and there we have it. So it's a really good way of blending two images together and at the same time preserving the image. Okay, you can get sort of partial blends and things like that by just lowering your opacity on your brush and things like that. And also changing your color to a gray rather than a black. That will give you a partial sort of a blend as well. Okay, so the layer mask is a very powerful tool. Okay, so that's the end of this tutorial.